statements regarding the papacy. Ellen White was eager that nothing should stand in the way of gaining favorable attention of the Roman Catholic readers of her books. Her son explained modifications in wording to avoid offending the Catholic reader. In several places, forms of expression have been changed to avoid giving unnecessary offense. An example of this will be found in the change of the word Romish to Roman or Roman Catholic. On the matter of statements that might be disputed, he also wrote noting Ellen White's assent. On pages 50, 563, 564, 580, 581, and in a few other places where there were statements regarding the papacy which are strongly disputed by Roman Catholics, and which are difficult to prove from accessible histories, the wording in the new edition has been so changed that the statement falls easily within the range of evidence that is readily obtainable. Regarding these and similar passages, which might stir up bitter and unprofitable controversies, Mother has often said, "What I have written regarding the arrogance and the assumption of the papacy is true. Much historical evidence regarding these matters has been designedly destroyed. Nevertheless, that the book may be of the greatest benefit to Catholics and others, and that needless controversies may be avoided, it is better to have all statements regarding the assumptions of the Pope and the claims of the papacy stated so moderately as to be easily and clearly proved from accepted histories that are within the reach of our ministers and students." One matter called to the attention of the Elmshaven staff for study in the W.W. Prescott letter was what seemed to some to be an apparent contradiction in the chapter "A Warning Rejected." The word "alone" was added at the top of page 383. Here is the reason for the change. In the 1888 Great Controversy, Ellen White consistently makes it crystal clear that the Roman Church is referred to in prophecy as Babylon. She does so on page 382, in the chapter just referred to, noting, "The woman, Babylon, of, is described as arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. Babylon is further declared to be that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. The power that for so many centuries maintained despotic sway over the monarchs of Christendom, is Rome." Next, she introduces the fallen Protestant churches, noting that Babylon is said to be the mother of harlots. By her daughters must be symbolized churches that cling to her doctrines and traditions, and follow her example of sacrificing the truth and the approval of God, in order to form an unlawful alliance with the world. Pages 382, 383. Then, pointing out the timing of the second angel's message of announcing the fall of Babylon, Ellen White takes the position that that message is aimed particularly at the daughters, religious bodies that were once pure and have become corrupt, and in a sense cannot refer to the Romish Church. But was the Roman Church exempt? Was it not Babylon? To remedy what seemed to some to be an inconsistency in wording, the sentence in question, without in any way changing the arguments put forth for the fallen state of both the mother and the daughters, the word "alone" was added, making the sentence in question read in the new edition, "The message of announcing the fall of Babylon must apply to religious bodies that were once pure and have become corrupt. Since this message follows the warning of the judgment, it must be given in the last days. Therefore it cannot refer to the Roman Church alone, for that church has been in a fallen condition for many centuries." Page 383. The addition of the word "alone" applies the term "Babylon" to both the apostate Christian church of many centuries, and the fallen Protestant churches of the 1840s, and thus does not exempt the Roman Catholic Church from the classification given to it both in Scripture and in her writings. Doris Robinson, who assisted in the work on the Great Controversy in 1911, explained what took place, showing Ellen White's responsibility in this matter. "The criticism was brought to Mrs. White's attention, and in order to clarify the thought, she inserted the word "alone," so that in the new edition it reads, "It cannot refer to the Roman Church alone." not a word is altered in what precedes, with its application to the Roman Church. Not a word is altered in the pages that follow, in which some of the Protestant churches are shown to answer to the picture.
D.F. 85 E. D. E. Robinson, in Is It a Contradiction?